And I'm back. What is up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today's the 14th. It's October. And it's 2024. And this is blowing my mind out of my head. Do you see what I'm saying? There is so much happening every single solitary hour. It's impossible to keep up. But before we get going, let me show you something that you guys have been asking me for. And I spent as much time as I possibly could doing this. So if you're down, you're down. If you're not, you're not. It is what it is. But you asked for it. Here it is. I did one more run of mugs, hoodies, t-shirts, etc. And yeah, whatever happens next, do not complain. F around and find out. I thought that was apropos. So that there it is. All sizes, all sorts of colors and whatnot. Coffee mugs. You see what I'm saying? You asked for it, so here it is. Coffee mugs. Whatever happens next, do not comply. And I made bumper stickers like that. And then, of course, the hoodie colors, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So you asked for it. Here it is. This is the one and only time. And don't bitch about the prices or whatever, because I don't make them. I'm just showing you. So there it is. These were the last ones I made years ago. And these are the last ones I'm ever going to make, because these people, like I've mentioned a few times before, this is happening. We're having all sorts of crazy stuff. I literally had to take notes. You know what I'm saying? I had to take notes. No joke. So much has happened. I cannot even possibly believe it. Do you remember back in the day, I said something would happen to Biden. This lady, Kamala, would become president. And then it would secretly be Barack Hussein Obama. And shockingly,
you're thinking about sitting out or even supporting somebody has a history of denigrating you because you think that's a sign of strength, because that's what being a man is, putting women down. That's not acceptable.
Yeah, that's not acceptable, because you need somebody like Barack Hussein Obama, you know, the first gay president. The only president to ever light up the White House. Do you remember all the LGBTQ and transgender stuff started after he showed up? Yeah, because he's married to a woman. And I'm trying. I mean, you gotta take some of this stuff lightly. But I'm riding my mountain bike the other day, and some really strange things happened. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to show you the receipts, as they call it. But I started singing a song while I was riding the bike, and it inspired me to write a song based off a very old song called Mr. Sandman, except it's about Barack Hussein Obama. And I'll be doing the music, and I will be doing the singing. I'm going to try to get it done while I'm in my $42. It's actually free. I know the guy that owns the place, but it's a terrible hotel. But hey, it works. There's a shower, there's an air conditioner, there's a refrigerator. And there's a mountain bike trail out back. So I'm not complaining, but it is not the Ritz-Carlton. Take what you can when you can. That's it. At any rate, let me go through my list. So I'm taking a ride up to my buddy's place in Indiana. And he happens to be the author of this book, Confusion in Christianity. And his name's Miguel, and we'll call his wife J-Lo for all intents and purposes. And they own several restaurants and a whole bunch of other things. But that's not the point. My point is, these people are prepared. They're biblically grounded. And I absolutely value sitting down and talking with these people, because it is very rare when you find people that don't sit down and just unload on you, because it happens to me all the time. I meet a lot of you. I've met so many of you over the years. It's incredible. But I'd have to say a good 30% of the people I meet just have never had someone else to talk to about everything that we're watching and seeing and experiencing. And they simply unload on me. And it gets to be a bit much. So when I can find somebody that's completely level-headed, somebody that is squared away enough to write a book this thick that isn't boring, that ties everything we're talking about in the videos I've made for the last 15 years directly to the Bible, I value that. So while I'm on my way there, I was originally, the port strike happened. So I had to get tires for my truck because I'm thinking a port strike, my tires are going to be like $2,000 and I'll never be able to get them. And I'm talking $2,000 a piece. They weren't. But I didn't know the port strike was going to be over that quick. So I go to the Ozarks. I get my tires put on. I turn the steering wheel and I start heading towards Indiana. But I drive a Toyota and it only gets 9 miles to the gallon. So a regular 5.5-6 hour drive takes me about 9 hours because I have to stop constantly. Plus, driving alone sucks. So I stop. I stretch out. I touch grass, ride the bike. I stopped in one place, and it's a hot spot between in the land between the lakes in Kentucky, and I'm riding my mountain bike, and I say this. Now, bear with me. I'm riding the mountain bike on a trail I've already done before. I know this trail. I'm familiar with it. I'm not going really fast, and I've got not one but two cameras on my helmet. So one camera's recording in 360, and the other one's just a GoPro recording straight ahead. And while I'm riding, I mention, this is why this is a Bigfoot spot. And then I had a really strange feeling. And, well, watch. Before I show you this clip, understand that something happens to my camera where that's never happened. I have 10 GoPros. I've been using them for years. My GoPro freezes right when I say, this is why it's a Bigfoot spot. I say this is why it's a Bigfoot spot because I got a really strange feeling. The camera froze, but it continued to record audio. So it's not a problem with the video. Just pay attention. Bear with me. How's that?
You understanding why this is a Bigfoot area? You can see it now, right? Squeak, man. Big rock right there. Okay.
Okay, so you just watched my camera freeze. I just had a really strange feeling come over me while I was riding, and I said, you can tell why this is a Bigfoot area, because I had that weird feeling, and instead of saying that, I said that. At the exact time I'm thinking that, my camera freezes up. I've never seen this before, but it keeps recording the audio. But fortunately, I had another camera on top that did catch what happened. You heard what happened, but I'm going to show you. And granted, I cannot explain this.
Big rock right there. Okay. It's that easy. Me and ditches. I don't know why that just happened.
I get a really strange feeling. I notice it. My camera freezes up. One of them does. And then all of a sudden, I'm riding on a perfectly straight bicycle path. There's no obstacles. And it was like something turned my handlebars and I crashed. What is that? I don't know. It's crazy. Somebody's watching me, right? It's creepy. It's crazy. It's a conspiracy theory. Okay. So I let it go. It is what it is. And then I pull over at night at a rest stop in Indiana. Now, my truck is backed in. There's a bunch of 18-wheelers, so you can hear the trucks running all night. My truck's backed in. My mountain bike is chained to my truck. You ain't getting the bike. I'll hear you. And there's a ladder going up. So the next day, I get to the house in Indiana. Hey, Miguel. Hey, J-Lo. Nice to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. And I grab my phone, and my phone lights up. And I've never seen this before. I've had iPhones for years. because my ex had an iPhone. She said, hey, there's this thing where you can talk and we can see each other. And if you're doing anything wrong, I'll find out, is what she was thinking. But at any rate, this pops up and I've never seen this before, ever. There's an unknown device on your truck. First seen 2 days ago. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. So apparently, while I was sleeping at 10:30 at 8 at night, somebody put an AirTag or some sort of a tracking device on my phone, and my phone detected it, but I can't find it. Now, me and Miguel were out there at 10:30 at night under the truck with flashlights trying to find this thing, and I couldn't, and I still can't to this date. You know what I mean? Like, how insane is this? This has never happened, but somebody's tracking my truck while I'm driving it, man. I mean, look at that. Look at the screen up there, the little red lines. I don't even know what that means, dude. And I cannot find it to save my life. And now you can disable it, like it says right there, instructions to disable AirTag. But I want to find it, and I'm still trying to find it because it pisses me off. You know what I mean? I want to find it and find out who put the tracker on my truck. But the location I went to at his house up there, you couldn't, you see what I'm saying? First seen 2 days ago, first seen 3 days ago. Stand by, I'll show you right now. You see that? Today's Monday, this happened Saturday. It's still on there. How incredibly crazy is that? So within 6 hours, I get this crazy feeling. And it doesn't just affect me. It freezes up one of my cameras and then causes me to crash spectacularly. That was a pretty good crash. But fortunately, I landed in poison ivy, thorns, and some really soft dirt with ants in it. So it was all good. But I mean, that's insane. I've never seen that in my life, and I still can't find it. Sadly, the way my truck is built, I know what an AirTag looks like. It's like the size of like a quarter or something. You know, oh, Illuminati, shut up, will you? It's about the size of a quarter, you know what I mean? But I still can't find the thing. But woe to those that try to mess with my truck, because I can see my truck at all times. At any rate, I thought that was really insane. So right before I got to Indiana, I had done a video where I ran into a bunch of people down in the Ozarks, and I mentioned that this bug, this specific little bug, kind of like a black fly, kind of like a mayfly, kind of like a no-see-em, was biting me. And the dude down in the Ozarks said, dude, those things are freaking everybody out because people are saying, these bitey guys ruined my afternoon because I've never seen them before in my life. I'm in my mid-40s. This dude lives in the Ozarks. I hate these things. They're all over my yard. They leave big red welts. Freaking pirate bugs are the worst. So much for enjoying the outdoors. But everyone is saying, I've never seen these before. I get to the house in Indiana. Myself, Miguel, J-Lo, we're sitting outside in their little pavilion, just kicking it, talking, you know? And we're getting lit up. He couldn't believe how many of these teeny tiny bugs were all over us. And I'm like, dude, these are the bugs that I'm talking about. He's like, I've never seen them before. They're not no-see-ums, they're smaller. Like I said, the folks down in the Ozarks, these are hillbillies, not rednecks. Rednecks are assholes. Hillbillies are people that can take some reeds and make a fan belt and make your car work with it. You know what I'm saying? They're smart people. They're resilient people. But here's one thing. They know their environment because they live there. The Ozarks is very jungle-like. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things down there that sting and bite and are venomous. And you need to know what's up. So we get there, and these things are like a plague. It was unbelievable. I had never seen such a thing. And Miguel was getting, his real name isn't Miguel. I feel dumb saying that. He's not even Spanish, but whatever. Red welts all over him, and these things were just lighting me up. So that's not bad enough, right? This starts happening. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, hey, did you see that? And he's like, what? I said, the massive spider web that just fell out of the sky. And he's like, I didn't. And I'm thinking, he's going to go, oh boy, you know, this conspiracy theorist guy is just little bugs, tracking devices, spider webs falling from the sky. Well, turns out he saw them too.
Are they going to get the channel taken down? So I'm uploading a video right now to Jailbreak that's probably going to get the channel taken down. and I noticed unusual spider webs on my truck. And I'm thinking to myself, that's weird because I'm standing right here. I've got wires running right here, and yet I can see spider webs. And then I saw a couple float by, and I'm thinking to myself, that's really strange because it's a beautiful blue sky. And then this just landed on my arm. Out of nowhere. No bug, no spider, but if I remember...
And then he saw them as well, and then you couldn't miss them. The sky was pale blue. It's as blue as the sky gets. It appeared there was no chemtrailing. But if you recall, many years ago, I was sitting in Wyoming, and myself and somebody else that had both had P-950s, I saw spider webs. And then all of a sudden, we saw them. It looked like they were emanating out of the sun. It seems somehow that this, for whatever reason, when they're putting chemtrails up on a day like that, they don't stay up. They just keep coming down. So the same moment we have these black bugs that won't leave us alone, pirate bugs they're called, spider webs raining from the sky, and then magically, out of the blue, we're getting inundated with ladybugs. Now, to me, ladybugs are good luck because of my Nana, but it was just a strange thing. But it gets stranger. So, have you heard about this? This is 2 days ago. 2 days ago, correct? Correct? I believe.
A mysterious black ring appeared in the sky in Hampton Roads on Tuesday. Several Wavy TV 10 viewers reached out to the station with images and video of the ominous-looking ring floating in the sky. The messages started coming in shortly after 11 a.m. on Tuesday.
Now, if you've seen the movie The Arrival, you've seen these things before, because in the movie The Arrival, where aliens show up, they use these things to communicate. And we've seen these things in some really odd and unusual places that don't really make all too much sense. Some of them can be explained, but where this one was located, not so much. Not so much at all. You know what I mean? Strange, weird, crazy things that are attached to otherworldly dimensions and movies like this that the powers that be just put out. These aliens literally blew smoke rings, and that's how they communicated with people. So with that in mind, bear in mind what I said. When these people go for it, remember I said they're going to eat everything at one time. So now we have this new species of bug that somehow bites, which means it's injecting you, causing a welt, like you having an allergic reaction to a vaccine. We're seeing spider webs coming from the sky. We're seeing smoke rings. We've got the most laughable presidential election thing going on. We have the people in power trying to pass a 28th Amendment to the Constitution because a mass casualty event might show up and take out half of Congress, and we don't want to go through the regular route. We want to circumvent the Constitution and just put in 100 people of our own choosing real quick. And then we've got YouTubers that have never gone this route before talking about a friend of mine that's an FBI agent, etc., has told us that there are terror cells in the United States that are going to do something big, mass casualty, at an election type event. Now, bear that in mind, okay? So I'm in Indiana, and apparently there was an event that went from Indiana to D.C. to Raleigh, North Carolina, the same night that the bugs, the spider webs, and everything else showed up. And numerous times we were hearing what sounded like thunder. And then it went away. And then not too long afterwards, it sounded like somebody was literally carpet bombing. But I'm out in the middle of Indiana and I'm thinking, maybe it's people setting off fire. Like, we gave it every excuse in the book. It sounded like somebody was just bombing everywhere, and it was dark, and you could see the sky lighting up. So we let that one go. And then around 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, the entire tree line, the sky is clear, but it's lighting up, but no noise. Lighting up, lighting up, lighting up. And then this happens.
So as of right now, we are getting strange reports coming out of Washington, D.C. and Raleigh, North Carolina, and I do believe Indiana as well, where people are reporting some kind of massive airship had crash landed. Now, credit where credit's due, a person who has subscribed to this channel had alerted me of this current event or events, and I have to say it's rather bizarre because two separate people in two separate states are talking about this bizarre crash landing. And matter of fact, one of the individuals, which I'm going to go ahead and show video footage of, actually shows the smoke trail. And the smoke trail is rather large. I'm going to go ahead and play the video footage, and then I'm going to go ahead and give my take at the end of the video.
I do not know what's going on right now. I heard a noise. I come outside. There's sirens blaring, and I see this huge trail in the sky. It's midnight right now, and there's this huge trail like someone crash landed. What the heck is that?
What? Am I tripping right now? Okay, so I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. Please tell me if anybody saw this. But I was coming back from the gym off of this back road outside of Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're like the road and the trees and the sky opens up. What the? I swear I saw giant sparks, like a plane, like maybe on fire or like, I don't know, but it was like there was sparks across the sky and it left like a huge, like illuminated smoke trail. Like,
check this out.
What the fuck is that?
Also rather interesting, around the same time that these reports are coming out that something crashed in Washington, D.C., there was a Metropolitan Police copter that was tracking something in Washington, D.C., and it was flying back and forth. You can see it circling around. So what exactly is going on here?
Okay, I'm not going to play that entire video. The channel you want to check out is Minutes of Horror. That's the name of his channel. I say this every time. I hate the name of his channel. But he's like the second generation of me, basically. He just doesn't talk like I do. And he's got a lot of catching up to do. But long story longer, all sorts of people from Indiana, D.C., and Raleigh, where apparently this thing crashed. So it must have went over. And I believe it was using voice-to-skull technology or some such, where it was testing over Indiana, because where I was, even the tracker couldn't do anything out there. It stopped where, like, 40 miles. I was out in the woods, and we were hearing this thing and not realizing what we were hearing, but it was going on for a long, long time. Sounded like somebody was carpet bombing for, like, an hour with flashes on the ground, but no damage, or I don't think. And then later that night, the other side, you know, this the carpet bombing was this way. That looks weird, doesn't it? The carpet bombing was this way, and then behind us later that night, the entire tree line kept lighting up like it was lightning, except it was a clear blue sky and there was no noise. So Minutes of Horror has more updates to this, like three more videos on this, because apparently it's a thing. So instead of the mainstream media addressing any of this, because apparently people went out in D.C. and caught hundreds of cop cars just sitting there with their lights on, like they were waiting for something or something. I don't even know. Instead of the media addressing this, because it's blowing up all over social media, they talk about somebody else trying to kill Donald Trump. And the guy that tried to kill Trump this time is actually a hardcore Trump guy who has never even fired a gun. They said they caught him with guns and he was going to kill Trump. And then they let him out the same night on $5,000 bail. You don't get out on $5,000 bail for attempting to assassinate the president. You're there for days while they interview you. So there's your diversion. But let me get back to my list because it's long and this video is already 23 minutes. So here's another funny coincidence. According to the mainstream, according to the White House, mass casualty event is coming. So they got to amend the Constitution. Myself and the author, Miguel, and his wife were talking about possible, when would they do this? We're talking about this before we hear the carpet bombing and the skies lighting up and know anything about this. And I'm saying, if they're going to do something with the alien thing, they're going to try it on Halloween, because if it fails, it's Halloween. Plus, on All Hallows Eve, the veil is the thinnest. Literally, the veil between heaven and earth is the thinnest. If they're going to try something, it'll be then. If it goes wrong, oh, it was Halloween. They can lose it all in the confusion of Halloween. And another strange thing. I left home like September 7th or something like that. when I got out to the Midwest, I was seeing houses everywhere, like entire neighborhoods with giant skeletons, like the size of the house, giant Halloween scary things. And I was actually Googling it. I'm like, is there like a sports team that's the skeletons or something? Nope. It's just good Bible reading Christians celebrating Halloween 2 months before it even happened. Have you noticed that? It's a thing. I didn't realize it. It is what it is, whatever. So I put up a video on Jailbreak, and I just put it right out there. Whether it was a straight-up Richie from Boston video on Jailbreak, if they take the channel, whatever. It is what it is. We're in the end game anyway. Who cares? And I talk about weather manipulation, and I talk about everything, and I leave links for everything. Here's hundreds of patents going back to the late 1800s for weather manipulation. Here's the book, Owning the Weather by 2025. Written in 1997 by the U.S. Air Force, Owning the Weather by 2025, and then Joe Biden comes out. We can't modify the weather. Right after that, not only is Owning the Weather by 2025 completely erased, you can't. I've left links everywhere over the last 15 years. None of them work, so that I'm like, I don't care, because I downloaded it. I got it on my computer. No, I don't at all. And then the same day, Uncle Joe comes out and says, we can't control the weather. The Wayback Machine gets hacked. I've never even heard of the Wayback Machine getting hacked, ever. The Wayback Machine gets hacked, and I'm guaranteeing you they're clearing out anything to do with weather modification, because if you go to Jailbreak, I laid it all right out there. It's all right out there. You can see it. You can't miss it. It is what it is. So, yeah. It was this video right here. War is coming to America, and here are the receipts. And I also just posted another video where FEMA is alleging that militias are hunting them down so they can't help the people out of Nashville anymore. Except it's complete and utter bullshit. It is unbelievably ignorant that they're even doing that. You know what I mean? Like, really, really bad. It's ignorant that they're doing that. They're claiming that militias are trying to kill everybody, but they have zero proof. No pictures, no nothing. Just their word. Let's look at this real quick. Let's open this patent. Click. And there it is. Cool. Okay. Let's open this patent. Bam. There it is. America's drinking water just hacked. Yeah, that's real. That's still just, I mean, everything you'd have to do, boom, they're doing. You see what I mean? And I put it all right out there. But let's click on this one right here. Weather as a weapon. I've had this up for years. Wait, what's taking so long? Ah, that's slow, huh? Wow. Strange. We'll come back to it. Here's the surprise ending. The link never opens at all, ever. They've completely erased it. So we've called them to task really bad. Now, this video is 30 minutes. Really, really quick. Let me show you this. Meanwhile, that link is still not opening. There it is. Oh, look at that. Weather is a force multiplier, cannot be open. That is just weird. What? How unfortunate. Must be the Russians. Okay, here's the last thing. Round Saturn's eye. It wasn't bad enough that the Olympics basically completely made a mockery of the Last Supper, but the ending ceremony showed America completely being taken over by demons, burned to the ground, the whole world being burned to the ground and then risen up again. Well, they've done it again. And it's this time it's the Louis Vuitton cup. And for some reason, the Louis Vuitton cup, if you don't know, is a yacht racing thing where they race yachts. But they decided that you can't have a yacht race unless you literally do an enormous ritual in front of everybody where you literally rebuild the Tower of Babel. I'll leave links to this. Watch this entire thing. But they're basically during a yachting event. I mean, this has nothing to do with anything, but these people are telling us every way they possibly can. They've rebuilt the Tower of Babel using technology. I mean, they straight show it, as you're seeing. They straight show it. They've overcome God
scrambling everybody's voices so we couldn't understand each other. And they've used computers and AI to rebuild the languages, because now we've got people literally doing home invasions where they're literally using their cell phones to translate. They can't even threaten the people because they don't speak the same language. But thanks to technology, now they do. We are in this. This is happening. I have a really solid feeling that within, by the end of the month, nobody can make videos this fast unless they have AI, I guess. But this just happened too. I don't even know what to call this. This is in Florida. So we've got, I don't know, I'm going to say 40 or more police cars escorting an oil tanker in Florida that says racetrack on the side. What is in this oil tanker? They're not chasing him. They're escorting him. But why do we have such an incredible... there's more cruisers with this oil tanker than there are around Trump. You know, the guy that somebody shoots at every 10 minutes and nobody seems to care anymore because they're normalizing it. And in a real world, Donald Trump would have his own security. If somebody starts taking a shot at me every time I go outside, yeah, I'm going to have my own security. But he doesn't, because he's part of the system. I hate to break it to you. It's amazing how many people believe in Trump and the rapture. Both things are not real. What does this even mean? I don't even know what this means. This just broke a minute ago. But every 5 minutes, something else is happening. And I don't want to say it like this. I predicted that's how it was going to happen, because it's how it has to happen. They have to keep you looking left and right so you cannot get a plan. But fortunately, for those that have been watching me for the last decade and a half, you've got a plan by now. And if you don't have a plan, hit your knees, pray to God to direct you, to not let you be deceived, allow you to have eyes to see, allow you to understand and realize things like little bugs that you've never seen before, spider webs falling from the sky, explosions that nobody else hears that are just blowing off. Everything's happening at once because they're doing the New World Order. And then when you see rituals like round Saturn's eyes showing at Louis Vuitton 37th America's Cup, which is a yacht racing thing, where they're literally doing a ritual, or not a ritual, they're doing a play. So you can see that they're saying, we've used AI to rebuild the Tower of Babel so we can be set upon higher than God, because God scrambled the names and technologies allowed them to get around it. And now they've built a virtual tower, which is probably more powerful than the one made of brick and mortar. At any rate, Richie from Boston, Minutes of Horror. I'll leave links below for everything, and I'll leave links for that any of that gear if you want it. It's your call. Richie from Boston. I'm out.